Blog Talk Radio.
Big old freak, huh? Big booty, big old tree. I'ma make him wait for the pussy. Hit it in these big old feet, ayy. Feet on the bed, ayy. I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red, ayy. Pop it, pop it, huh? Daydreaming by hot rocket, huh? Hit my phone with a horse, so I know let me come over and ride it. I'm on the way, huh? Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey, hey. Usually I like to fuck, but like my fuck gon' make love cause you play, huh? Nobody know, I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. These with no tennis, so nobody can. Ain't nobody cook like me, huh? Get what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got him on they tip toes and roll to the tip like me, huh? I got him addicted, he fiendin'. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throwing fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me rub on you. And I get a little love from you. My body addictive, it's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and there's nothing to do with my body. He's been feeding for me lately. Going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gon' give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeding for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you crave.
I'm a big old freak. I love to talk my shit.
And you must be a pussy boy if you get offended. Bitches seen the snow. They love me cause I'm cold. Hey, you can't take no nigga from me, I got my control. Hey, I wanna fuck in the mirror. I like to look at your face when you in it. Come in the room and I'm giving commands. I am the captain and he the lieutenant. I need that neck like a motherfucking pendant. Need you to spit, make that motherfucker glisten. Tell him shut up, make that motherfucker listen. I bet he gon' like it, he won't do no trippin'. Ain't nobody freak like me, huh? Get what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got up on they tip toes and roll to the tip like me, huh? I got him like dick, he seen it. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throw a fit when I leave.
Baby, let me rub on you. Get a little love from you.
My body addictive, it's driving me crazy.
I think I gotta run from you.
Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and there's nothing to do with my body.
He's been feeling for me lately. Going crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy. Feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you're craving.
Command you in the name of Jesus, wake up!
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's your boy, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. 58 degrees out here. You know what I mean? It is 8:08 a.m. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to welcome y'all to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing this morning? I hope everybody rested well last night. I hope everybody had a productive week like I have. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody rested well, getting to the weekend. The weekend starts today. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there on the highways and byways going to see loved ones. You're on your way to work. Good morning. Wipe the coal out your eyes if you're laying in the bed and you're listening to me. Wipe the coal and the sleep out your eyes. Wipe the sleep boogers out your eyes and everything. And wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. What's going on, everybody? You know how we get down every morning. We want to give thanks and give praises where it is due. You know, the Almighty watched over us last night, covered us in his blood while we slept. You know what I'm saying? So that's enough to get up and say thank you already. You know what I'm saying? Halloween is upon us. So get your little ghosts and hobgoblins. You ever see what a hobgoblin look like? What the fuck is a hobgoblin? You know? So get all your little ghosts and everything together. I know next week the school has certain days lined up for the kids to wear their costumes and everything like that. You know, we trick-or-treating is here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's Halloween season. You know what I mean? And next we going into Thanksgiving, and next we going into Christmas, and then next we'll be into the first of the year. You know what I'm saying? So that's exciting. You know what I mean? Like I tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? Weather is getting good. You know what I'm saying? And it's time to travel. You know, of course, y'all know that I am a certified travel agent out here on the West Coast, the worldwide. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all hit me up if y'all need any quotes or anything like that. Today we got an action-packed show. We got a hell of a topic this morning. You know what I'm saying? I kind of got some people already pissed off. I had people calling me last night and this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? No. But we're going to be transparent this morning. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be transparent this morning. You know what I'm saying? Because like Big Mama say, you throw a pot of hot water into a pack of dogs, somebody, one of them dogs, going to holler. Well, yeah, I had one holler last night. She probably listened, really don't give a fuck, and everything like that there. She tried to bully me and tell me, don't tag me in your posts and this, that, and the other. But that's all right. We're going to pray for her this morning. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for another morning. We thank you for a beautiful day, Lord Jesus, and thank you for watching over us all night long and covering us in your blood. Watch over our kids as they go to school this morning, Lord Jesus. Watch over us as we take our steps out into the lifestyle and out in the life today, Lord Jesus. Direct our steps, direct our minds, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for another day. Thank you for another Friday, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray today. In your name we pray today. In your name we pray today. Amen. 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 That's what I'm talking about, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Batman West Coast. You know what I'm saying? We got an action-packed show for you today. Some people are telling me it's disgusting. Oh, it's disgusting. And it's that the other. But your ass was living with them too and everything. You know what I'm saying? Probably more than most people. So today I got a topic that I've been getting hit with. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And a topic that I've been, like I said, we're going to be transparent this morning. Because I'm tired of you motherfuckers calling me and shit like that with this bullshit of keeping your own motherfucking house clean and shit like that there. So today's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? Hold on. Let me say this again. Let me stop the music. Today's topic, I need everybody to hear me loud and clear. Today's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? Okay? Now, the reason why I did this topic is staying in these buildings out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, these old-ass buildings, you get a lot of shit coming out of these walls, coming from up out of the ground, coming up from out of the tubs, things like that. We get scorpions that come up from out of the tub, out of the drains in the tub. Scorpions, okay? We get those that come up out of the tub. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these buildings was built back in the 40s and 50s. So when you're out in the desert and you don't deal with mosquitoes and things like that, that means bugs stay underground. They build these buildings on a desert foundation and everything. The buildings was built in 1950. This is 2021. These buildings are infested with every type of thing in between these walls that you can probably imagine. It's just up to you to keep them at bay, keep your house clean, keep your carpets and everything clean, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. My transparency is I've been dealing with bed bugs since I moved in this apartment building and things like that. People tell me, well, pack up and move and everything. It's not that easy when you're on a fixed income. Okay? Hear me loud and clear, because I'm only going to explain this shit one time and one time only. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I don't owe y'all no explanation, but I'm tired of motherfuckers coming to me with this yap-yap shit in my fucking ear and this, that, and the other. So we're going to end this shit today and everything. So generally, staying in these buildings and this, that, and the other, if you're living out here in Las Vegas, people know what the hell I'm talking about. People want to act like they don't know what the hell I'm talking about and everything like that. Everybody out here got their own little horror stories of moving in to these apartments and things like that there. You know what I'm saying? So in my case, been dealing with bed bugs. Hell yeah, it's killing relationships and romance and things like that there. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think you got them under control, they'll come out or something, they'll come out. It's just real shit. They will come out and everything. People will get bit. I don't get bit. My daughters that got bit up and this, that, and the other. So this is why I take the precautionary procedures to make sure that I keep them at bay. You know, we used to have an exterminator come out, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying sprays and stuff like that, making sure the house stay clean and things like that. That shouldn't stop me from dating. You know what I'm saying? Or anything like that. You know, you invite people over, stuff like that, or you go over somebody's house and everything like that, and some days later, they want to call you talking about, well, you know, I got bugs in my house and everything like that and everything. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't you tell me? Well, I didn't think I needed to lead in. Hi, my name is Fat Man West Coast. This and the other. I do radio and blah, 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 blah. And then, oh, yeah, I got bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm being transparent with everybody this morning and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to be transparent with me, hit me up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button. Let me know that you're in queue. Or you can text me on our text line at 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. Now, excuse me. My disclaimer is I apologize to anybody that has came to my apartment or anything and has gotten bitten by bed bugs, okay, or gotten bitten by dust mites, whatever the case may be. I truly, 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 truly apologize. Please don't call me talking about take your name off a tag, or, you know, don't tag me in that post. That's disgusting. And this, that, and the other. Well, check this out, sweetie. Check this out, sweetie. Your ass was disgusting, obviously, to come over here and everything and kick it with a nigga or whatever, whatever like that there and everything. You know what I'm saying? Watch what you say to people. I could give a damn that you a Long Beach gangster and all of that shit and this, that, and the other, and you telling me don't mention my name in your interview and this, that, and the other. Sweetie, it ain't even about you. You ain't even worth mentioning. First of all, let's get that straight. Now, you're not even worth mentioning and worth talking about. You know who the fuck I'm talking about, but you're not even worth mentioning in the first fucking place. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Now, if you was a real woman about your shit, you know what I'm saying? You'd have came and been like, well, yo, I can understand, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. Okay. That's one thing. That's here nor there and everything. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty on how this stuff manifests, how it gets in your house, how it gets on you, things like that there. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We about to get it in this morning. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 383. No, that's 657-383-0199, y'all. That's 657-383-0199. Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening to me. Can hear the sound of my voice. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that knows me personally, know that I do not do things with malice in my heart. I don't do things intentional, things like that. I'm walking my journey with the Lord right now and everything. I'm not perfect. Don't want to be perfect. I want some flaws in my ass. I want a bullet wound or a stab wound in my ass and this, that, and the other. That shows I've been seasoned. I've been through some things. You know what I'm saying? But I'm tired of these people acting like life doesn't exist and we're not living in a realistic realm. Reality and living every day is realistic. It's every damn day. Be thankful that the good Lord is waking you up every morning to see another day. The last thing I need to be worried about or hearing about is a motherfucker talking about bugs or some shit like that there. It's way more going on in the world. Do your research. You big bad motherfucker and this, that, and the other and everything. Now you're afraid for somebody to say your name on the radio or this, that, and the other. This is what I don't like about the opposite sex that we call a woman and everything. Because a lot of y'all women ain't acting like women. That's just real ass shit. But like I said, you got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. Yeah, y'all, I got a little problem with this subject and this, that, and the other. We gonna air this shit out today. Hit us up at 657-383-0199, y'all. That's 657-383-0199. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast. Let's get this show started. Let's go.
In the mix with the blend cure.
Like this.
Fat Man West Coast. West Coast. West Coast. West Coast. West Coast.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money though.
Hey!
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Nah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Nah. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a
cool.
I take your bitch right from you,
you.
Bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog.
Woo.
I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we do the most, yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker.
Bah.
Holding up out with no holster.
Bah.
Read the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Court side with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the oozing.
Nah.
Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No smash
that.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, baby.
Hey.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Nah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Nah.
Four, dropping money out of space. Kid, cuz, introduce me to your bitch's wifey. And we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty. Now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco, bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo, Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop-up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they bustin' for Instagram, get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way. I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way. Young nigga trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Big Dyco, get a dope Mastic.
Gray.
Raindrop,
drop top,
smoking, no cooking, the hot pot, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Nah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad,
cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Nah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Yeah. I'll shoot back to the bone.
Ay,
wait, these niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Hey,
yeah, hey, huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
Whoa.
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh, ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Drive a Rari, that bitch on the roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas they hate. Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain. Yeah, so much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me. Yeah, go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah, waking up right to a two piece. Yeah, counting that paper like loose leaf. Yeah, getting that chicken with blue cheese. Yeah, boy you so fat like my collar. You snake and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me. Saw your girl once, that she choose it. Yeah.
Raindrop, drop top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot box. Fucking on your bitch, she a dot dot. Yeah. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Clock.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Yeah.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30 to 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Yeah.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
You got the loving I'm needing. Said you got that
West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, October 22nd. You know what I'm saying? And we're getting ready for the Halloween, you know, and everything. So make sure you get to the stores and get everything that you need for your kids and everything. This morning's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or send us a text to 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. You know what I'm saying? And this morning, I'm going to get prevention advice from Google. Everybody tells me, you know, you're not taking care of it, this, that, and the other. You have an infestation. Sweetie, Las Vegas has an infestation. If you know the difference between an infestation and just having the bugs, an infestation, you can't even stay in the house. You have to get rid of everything. We live out of plastic bags. We live from the cleaners. All of that, because I make sure the clothes is cleaned. I make sure everything is washed. Everything is done the best to my ability that I can do as a single parent raising two little girls. Understand me, raising two little girls. So do you honestly think I'm giving a fuck about anybody coming over here really getting bit? Because I've been dealing with it for so long and this, that, and the other, and they lay dormant for so long before something brings them back out. So I don't know if it's a woman's perfume, if it's her body fluids. I don't know what it is that gets in it and brings it back out and everything like that there. But you can bet your sweet ass I ain't gonna be inviting nobody over here for a good little while and everything like that, because it seems like I'm gonna start being very transparent and just telling people up front, yo, you know, I deal with bed bugs and this, that, and the other. So this is the topic for today. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, bed bugs spread by attaching themselves to luggage, mattresses, and used furniture, backpacks, briefcases. While they can travel on clothes, this is a method is less likely. It is hard to tell when a bed bug has hitched a ride on a personal item, but there are a few steps you can take to prevent it. Okay, so big shout out to all of my hotel housekeepers that's in the hotels and this, that, and the other. That's one way you get bed bugs, because you're changing those beds and ain't no telling who been sleeping in them beds. Ain't no telling what then came in on somebody else's luggage, and you're in there cleaning the room and everything, and they'll hitch a ride on you and go back home with you. Have you ever thought about that, people? You know what I'm saying? The hotel industry is one of the number one places where you find bed bugs. Most place number two, libraries. Old books you got sitting around the house and everything like that. Don't necessarily mean that your house have them or your apartment has them. You could have brought them home from the library because they're in the spine of the book. They like nooks and crannies. They like to be tucked away and everything. You know what I'm saying? So be aware of that. Going to these hotels, sleeping in these hotels. Make sure you get a clean room. Make sure you're asking questions and everything about that. Make sure the housekeeper is making sure that the room is clean when you first get there. Not just flipping the mattresses or not even changing the sheets. Straighten it out, because they asses can be lazy too. And these are our hotel housekeepers. Good morning, ladies. We love y'all too. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Just trying to get some facts here. Thoroughly inspect your used furniture for signs of bed bugs infestation. If your budget can't afford it, buy new furniture instead. If you're not sure you really have bed bugs, you can identify them by comparing them with bed bug pictures, all right? Be aware of your surroundings Inspect your hotel rooms when you're traveling for signs of bed bugs. Let me say this again. Beware of your surroundings and inspect your hotel rooms when you travel for signs of bed bugs. If you see them, be sure to treat them, your clothes and personal articles like luggage when you get home, from putting them in the dryer on the hottest setting. Now, from what I hear, heat activates bed bugs and any other type of bug. So I don't know why they're talking about use heat. Yeah, heat kills them. And this, that, and the other. Then there should have been a lot of shit going on this summer, because summer, it'd be the hottest time of the years and everything like that. So my thing is, you know, we just have to make sure that we get the proper information, all right? So, like I said, be aware of your surroundings. Inspect your hotel rooms when traveling for signs of bed bugs. If you see them, be sure to treat your clothing and personal articles like luggage when you get home from putting them in the dryer on the hottest heat. Purchase a bed bug mattress and box spring protector for a new mattress and used alike. If you rent a fully furnished apartment, be sure to put a mattress protector on the bed first thing. These protectors trap bed bugs inside, kill them, and prevent them from spreading. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. Send us a text and everything, or call us 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We doing the damn thing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is 8:38 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One on the Versus. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to see it, but I will check it out this weekend. I did check out Crown Jewel last night. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What a pay-per-view, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. Listen, it is 8:38 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. 58 degrees. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And today's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? I want to know, y'all. Yeah, let me know. Send me a text. It's all good. It's all love. This is Neil Scott, y'all. Long walk. I got a long walk. Trust me.
You're here. I'm pleased. I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What a king. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, a spark. Conversation, verbal elation, simulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Sora 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean shit. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul the winner. I respect that, man, you're so fat. And you're all that, but supreme. Then you're humble, man, I'm numb your feelings. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park. Find a spot, a spark. Conversation, verbal elation, simulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chillin' just me. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe fly to the blue. Or maybe we could just be silent.
made me happy. This you can dance. You stood right beside me, yeah. And I won't forget. And I really love you. You should know. I wanna make sure I'm right, girl, before I let go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all, you got your Wake Your Ass Up morning show coming to you live and direct, y'all. Your boy Fat Man West Coast. And today's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? And I say, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know, it's a damn shame. I get people from out of the country that will call and support, not people in our country, in the 50 states. I get a call from D. Wonderlust. Happy birthday, sweetie. She's out there in Germany. All right, and she's letting me know that she's listening to the show, one of my Facebook buddies. And, of course, Anita, that's out there in Lagos, Nigeria. They're letting me know that they're listening to the show. I got love for y'all out there in Nigeria. And, of course, out there in Germany, you know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, they're going at it again. Sorry, man, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So listen, y'all, like I said, this morning's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? You know what I'm saying? So we've been getting some advice on bed bugs and what to do. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So I've been very, very, very transparent this morning, and I'm just letting you know. And let me do this officially, you know what I'm saying? Let me do this once again. If you're just not listening and everything, it's the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, you know what I'm saying? Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. And today's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? And I'm here to say worldwide, because everybody in the world is listening to me. My name is Alain Mobley Jr., a.k.a. Fat Man West Coast, and I live with bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. As long as my two little girls aren't bothered by them, they're going to school and flourishing in their education, do you honestly think I give a damn about somebody coming over here or telling me you left a bed bug over my house or this, that, and the other because my kids are taken care of? I can understand where everybody's coming from. But instead of degrading me and putting me down and talking to me as some I'm some nasty person that don't keep up a house, you won't sit down and ask me, what have you done? What have you been doing? How long you been dealing with this? Understand a person's situation before you pass judgment. Somebody asked me, if you came to my house and I had bed bugs and you took them home, wouldn't you be upset with me? Well, no. And everything, especially if you're supposed to be my woman and you're supposed to be my girl and we're supposed to be down like that and this, that, and the other. Shit happens. Shit goes on. You stay in an old-ass apartment. It'd be all the same if I went to your apartment, laid down in your bed, and got bit by a spider. You didn't know where that spider come from. It's not like you're trying to breed spiders or anything like that. But things happen. So instead of treating it like, oh, okay, then, well, what can we do to rectify it? Let me help you take care of this. You walk away from a person or you ghost a person or you stop calling and everything like that. What do you expect a man to do when people been leaving you or people leave you because of what's going on in your household? I don't pass judgment on nobody or what goes on in their household. You know what I'm saying? All I do is try and be either a word of wisdom, a word of advice, or help them. Other than that, then I'll leave them alone. But I'm not going to belittle them and talk down my nose at them and this, that, and the other. And that's what some of you women do when you figure you're in the right and the man is wrong. You figure, oh, okay, let me really get into his ass and this, that, and the other. And ladies, that's not good, because if you don't want nobody to treat you like that, then why do you treat a man that way? I've always said, don't turn into the person that hurts you, because that's ugly. Obviously, that person was ugly and toxic, but he whooped your ass and belittled you so much to where that person had rubbed off on you. So now when you figure you're not getting your way or anything, that go for man or woman. Now you're going to go back to that person that used to talk crazy to you, and you're going to talk crazy to the person that you so-called love or in love with, that you're doing the mattress mambo with every other day or every night and this, that, and the other. But come sign of something wrong, you head for the highway, and that's not fair. That's not fair to a man. That's not fair to a woman. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or text us, 657-383-0199. That's not the text number. Text number is 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. Now, I know one thing that they said that helps. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And that's ultrasound. Okay? You know those sound waves that you plug up in your wall and you put in your room and everything? They say that helps with bugs. You know what I'm saying? And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. I thank y'all for listening this morning and listening to me be transparent. I talk about that a lot. If this ain't transparency for your ass, because I'm telling the world that I live with bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? And I'm fighting them and doing the best thing that I can. That doesn't make me a nasty person. That doesn't make me a person that doesn't clean up his house or anything like that there. Anybody that knows me know that I'm a single father and I take care of my children very, 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 very well. You know what I'm saying? So all the people and the naysayers out there that say whatever they want to say about Fat Man West Coast, L.A. Mobley Jr., do you honestly think I give a fuck about what anybody is saying about me, what any woman has to say about me, what any man has to say about me? The only person that I'm worried about somebody saying or worried about how they feel and perceive me is the Lord Almighty. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199 or text us 702-475-1109. You know what I'm saying? So we are learning how to prevent bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? It's a nationwide thing. Watch where you go. Hotel rooms, luggage, anything you may buy in the store. You forget a lot of that stuff sits in the back in the warehouse. And it's nothing but bugs, dust, dust mites, and everything else in that warehouse. You know what I'm saying? So we have to take precaution. We have to take precaution on everything. We are living in a time to where you have to wear a mask every day of the week just to go grocery shopping, just to get out in the street, just to do the things that you used to do without wearing a mask. You know what I'm saying? So we have to beware. But this morning, I'm going to make sure that you know everything about Fat Man West Coast that you probably didn't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm telling you, this is something. You know what I'm saying? But hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Now, we're going to talk about ways of getting rid of the bed bugs. You know what I mean? Like I said, I am going through Google. Facebook has several groups on getting rid of bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? So just look in your Facebook groups and everything and get an idea of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be talking about ways to get rid of bugs for good. You know what I'm saying? Whenever bugs appear, they're hard to work eradicating from the begins, okay? There is no quick fix. This challenge, dealing with the most pressing issue with the infestation, is hard enough. These hardy insects have a way of coming back and from places you didn't know they were hiding, all right? So listen, y'all, hit us up at 657-383-0199. 9. Y'all, voice your opinion. Tell me what you think about this. I know everybody done dealt with this. You know what I'm saying? If you live in Las Vegas and you stand in these apartments, making a living, trying to make a living and everything like that there, you understand what I'm talking about. And I want to hear your story about what's going on. If you think I'm nasty and disgusting, that's fine. I still want to hear your story. You can text it to me at 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, Fat Man West Coast. We go to... right back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Another episode, y'all.
So, what are you gonna do?
I was gonna hook up with the homies. Look, I'll be back in a minute. Oh yeah, you look nice.
everybody. Gotta go. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Hold on just a minute. I got something going on. Why do they need to come in here again? Check online. What, the phones are still, the lines are still crossing again? Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all, we got some technical difficulty going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know my situation. I keep telling you the studio next door, they finally got the phone company up here, and they're trying to check the phone lines and this and the other and try and find out why the calls are, why am I getting calls from their station or from business next door? They come in on my line and stuff like that. I've been explaining to y'all before and everything. The one thing that I wanted to say, we was talking about, and get back to our topic and everything. So don't never mind that. Don't worry about it. But to get back to our topic, like I said, you know, one of the things we can do to get rid of preparing for permit eradication, all right? Now, you can use a vacuum to get them up and this, that, and the other. That don't necessarily mean that that's going to work and everything. You have to get started. Hello?
Wait a minute.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of your guys to come out here and spray?
Y'all got to get off.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I got, well, what happened, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house and two roaches was mating. They were stuck, and I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor. And the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
I'm at, hold on. Oh, Jesus. Here it comes. Hold on. Oh! Oh!
I don't know. It's up there. Hello? Y'all need to get over there and help her.
Hello?
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 Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street in Booker.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hell no.
What's your address?
I'm at... Oh, Jesus! Oh, Lord!
Hey, this
Jesus.
Lady's screaming on the phone, y'all. Y'all need to go over there and help her.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
For real.
Fell out this chair.
You done fell out the chair?
Oh, Jesus. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all, you got to wake your ass up more to show y'all. Please, give me some time. Let me take care of this. And we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. The poor lady that fell out the chair. Lord have mercy. Do roaches fly? I guess so.
Put my feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where I hurt be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been tripping this time. Trippin' on you, trippin' on you. My bad for trippin' on you, trippin' on you. But you know you cool and now you waitin'. But I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it.
Show 64 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 9:11 a.m. out here on the west, you know what I'm saying? And today's topic is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? All right, we got a text finally. we got a text from Baby D out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she said bed bugs absolutely have the potential to kill a relaunching in romance. No one likes to think about it or bit. However, a real one is going to try to help figure out a way to get rid of them if she really loves, likes, or is feeling the man so the relationship can progress. Thank you, Baby D. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I'm going to leave my woman. You know what I'm saying? If I come to her house and she got bed bugs and this, that, and the other, it's not a reason for me to fly off the handle and get upset. And, oh, I gotta change my clothes. And I gotta buy new shit and this, that, and the other and everything. And it's your fault. Really? That's how you're going to talk to the dude that you're supposed to be into? You get upset with him, you holler at him, and all we can do is apologize, and apologize profusely, because it wasn't like that we meant to bring him to your house. It wasn't like we wanted to bring him to your house, that everything like that there. If you keeping a nasty house before I got there and keep your doors open and everything, maybe the bed bugs came in from outside like ticks. Maybe they hitched a ride on your ass and went in your house and everything. Maybe you need to clean your house thoroughly. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about my hoarders. Women that just want to pack shit, your pack rack. Just pack it and pack it and pack it and pack it and everything like that. But here I come and something go wrong. And you've been living like that for years. But here I come and something go wrong, you blame it on me. Okay then. Like I said, I'm going to make sure we put a squash to it and put an end to it today. You know what I mean? Because no one is perfect. I'm not perfect in everything. But the thing is that when you're dealing with someone or you're dealing with people who have problems staying in old buildings, staying in an old house or something like that, but you know that person's character from dealing with them. But this comes up and then you want to turn your back on them, or you want to kick them to the curb, or you want to look down your nose at them and this, that, and the other. Like I said, God don't like ugly, and he ain't too fond of pretty either. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. And y'all wonder why I talk to people with a calm voice. I talk to people because I understand where you're coming from and everything, and I understand you're upset. But if anybody knows me, that talking to me as like I'm your child or talking down to me, it's only going to go for so long, and then I'm going to snap into your ass like a snapper. You know what I'm saying? That's just real talk. Because a man only going to take so much. He's only going to be belittled so much, especially if it's coming from the woman that so-called say she liked me and in love with me. It's not criticism. You're belittling me as a man. It's disrespectful. That's what it is. I can understand you pissed off, but you just told me the other day while my tongue was stuck up your ass how much you loved me, how much you was down for me. But a fucking bug can come between us and split us up like that. You was full of shit in the first fucking place. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It is Friday morning, y'all. 9:15, 64 degrees outside. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know one thing I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to sugarcoat when it comes down to talking about me and my transparency. May not talk about it with all y'all, but I will talk about it and everything. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or text us at 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. Now, if I'm wrong about what I'm saying, please, somebody call and correct me. Put me in check. I'm here to listen. I'm here to learn. I don't know everything, but I know enough to take care of myself and to take care of my daughters, to take care of this household. I'm you know what I'm saying? I keep to myself. I'm an introvert as it is. I don't fuck with none of y'all as it is, hardly. I keep to myself, but I will allow you to come into my world, and we can sit down and kick it and talk and chit-chat and this, that, and the other. But if you're going to come into my world and turn your nose up at me, anyone to that fact, you're wrong. You're wrong, and the truth ain't in you. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man. Hit us up, 657-383-0942. 42 minutes left into the show, y'all. And it's spring again. Watch out for them ticks during the spring, y'all.
Come on, baby. Yeah. Yo, this kind of hype, though. Yo, me and Koozie. This gonna be our new single. Hey, when you hear the story, you say it's alright, though. Yo, Koozie, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue, and then I'm ready to go in.
Don't you like when the winter's gone, and all of a sudden it starts getting warm? And the grass start looking fresh, and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, clouds be booming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be, and the guys be duking, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with a grand, cause when I really used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Cause back then it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits and your plaid suit jackets there with a shit. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is I'ma fall in love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house packed for no reason, just because you thought your man was easy for a couple of days. Look gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone ring, he begged for your forgiveness, and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. Tell the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I called it myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Mean a diabolical, be upset, and go out for something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Show y'all coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It is 9:22 a.m. y'all. 37 minutes left in the show. We about to start easing our way up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But today's topic was and is, are bed bugs killing your relationship and romance? You know what I mean? So I was being transparent and sharing what I live with and how long I've been living with it. Since everybody seemed to feel like I'm not man enough to say something about it and everything, I didn't know when you meet people, you're supposed to go, hi, my name is such and such and such and such and this, that, and the other, and I have bed bugs and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like I'm doing a Down syndrome commercial or some shit like that there. No, I didn't think I need to throw that in, you know what I'm saying, as extra, oh, you know what I mean, or something like that. If you know about me, you know about me. I tell you about what's going on with me. Anybody that's known me, dated me, or anything like that, they know about West Coast. Because West Coast is a communicator. I love to run my mouth. Of course, y'all know that. I love to talk. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So it kind of behooves me when it comes up or something or anything happens, and the first thing y'all want to do is y'all want to go into defense like I plan to do this shit, or a man plans to want to bring shit to your house, or whatever the case may be. The preconceived notion has got to stop. You know what I'm saying? So before somebody tell my story and my truth, I'm going to tell it myself, because I'm more than man enough to sit down and talk to either one of you and tell you what the fuck is going on with me. I've been doing it since you've known me. You're not listening. That's the problem. You're listening at me. You're not listening to me. Because if you were listening to me, you would help me come up with a solution. If we're as close as we say we are, that don't have necessarily have to go for me. That could go for anybody else. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. You know what I mean? Sweep your carpet before you come over here sweeping mine. You know what I mean? Because I sweep my carpet every day. And I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I have 2 kids to take care of. And I don't give excuses. I don't give, oh, well, I'm doing this and I got this and this and the other. I take care of it. You know what I'm saying? That's what a father does. That's what a man does. That's what a husband does. A fiance does. A good boyfriend does. I don't even think a lot of you women have even experienced that yet. So until you've experienced that, I haven't even experienced it with a woman. So I know you ain't experienced with a man. You know what I'm saying? So today we're going to talk about, and this is one of the things that we're talking about, is how to eradicate or prepare for permanent eradication. All right? The bed bugs. Number one, use vacuum cleaner to suck up whatever bed bugs you can. Go around the bed, carpet, floors. Use attachments, reach corners, and other tight areas. Dispose of the vacuum cleaner bag right away. Place inside a plastic bag and dispose outside. Ensure nothing can escape. Number two, get rid of bed bugs for immediate cleaning. Clean bedding, clothing, curtains, and other infested items using hot water. Now, I've never heard about using hot water. You know what I'm saying? Using hot water. Place them in the dryer at the highest temperature settings afterwards. Okay, temperature settings afterwards. If you have shoes, toys, stuffed animals, run them through the dryer, high heat for at least 30 minutes. Okay, so they're saying heat kills them. I thought heat makes them multiply. There's so many things that people have written on this. You just have to do your research. Purchase a good cover of mattress cover and box springs. This must be tightly woven, zippered and zippers so no bed bugs can get in or escape. By keeping the mattress covered for at least a year, you cut off the food supply and run through the bugs' life cycle. They should all be dead by then. Number four, clean off mattress seams with a stiff brush, which is tough enough to release bugs from their grip and dislodge their eggs. Once you start vacuuming, whatever you leave behind has loosened and much more easily removed. Number five, use a sealant to fix cracks in walls, openings, and pipe or wiring in. Peeling wallpaper should be repaired and with glue. Close up crevices, spaces where bed bugs can hide. They won't find shelter and can come through. All right? So it's telling you what to do. Basically, what they saying now. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and wash your ass and everything. Wash the area around you. Keep it clean. You're supposed to be getting in cracks and crevices with your vacuum if you're cleaning the house. I know I do. And one thing will make you get bed bugs, especially if your mattress is on the floor, like mine is, due to a bad bed frame mishap. So I have to sleep on the floor. But I have a brand new mattress, and trust me, I'm trying to get my ass off the floor as quick as possible. Matter of fact, I think I'm taking care of that today. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand where people come from. But understand this. I'm not a Rockefeller. I don't have money hanging out of my ass. I may walk into the room like I got it hanging out of my ass and everything. But I have to be thrifty. I have to make sure that my purchases go where they need to go and stretch how far it needs to stretch. Because I have two other people to take care of in this household. You know what I'm saying? And pay rent, things like that. People know what it is. It's just y'all want to be difficult at times. And y'all figure you're going to take somebody's kindness for weakness and you're going to talk to them and talk crazy to them and this, that, and the other and everything like that. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let y'all know one thing. Y'all can keep on talking crazy if you want to and wake up this sleeping bear and all hell going to break loose. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a respect factor. You don't talk about nobody when they're down or when they're dealing with something. You're supposed to help that fellow man or help that fellow woman to come up. Not sit there and talk to me and figure, well, you don't know what you're doing and you don't take the seriousness in this and this, that, and the other and everything like that. Let's back up at this, that, and the other and everything. Because I put it to you like this. Good Lord keep people on this earth and he take care of fools and babies. And I ain't no fool. And I've been the baby of the family ever since day one. So my Lord is going to take care of me. He's going to take care of this house. He's going to keep us covered in the blood. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't understand that and get with that, then maybe you do need to move over that way and stand in that line. Don't get in my line, all right? Because in my line, you're going to get nothing but honesty and 100% realness from me. My name is Alain Mobley, and I have bed bugs. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not grossed out by it. It's a part of life because of the building that I live in. And I do the best that I fucking can to take care of my environment. I'm tired of my environment. You're getting a side of me today that you probably ain't never heard. But I'm tired of my environment. It's depressing. But the good Lord is delivering me from that. Y'all need to understand journalism from comedy, from real life. I give you all three on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And I don't pull no shorts. I don't disrespect nobody. I don't talk crazy to nobody. I greet you with a smile and a hug. And you will still turn around and act like as if I'm your son. And you'll talk to me, talk down to me as if I haven't been in this world but only 15 minutes. I was born at night. I wasn't born last night. We need to learn how to respect one another no matter what we are going through. If I can respect you and still treat you with a smile and still pick up the phone and answer it and talk to you like you got sent, give me the same respect. But when you start sending me and talking crazy to me and this, that, and the other, like I said, one day you're going to wish I was there and I'm going to be gone. So make sure when you stop fucking with me, you don't need me no more. Because I'm not calling any of y'all, and I haven't been calling anybody. If I can't do it on my own, I must don't need it. Once again, my name is Alain Mobley Jr., and I have bed bugs.
Come on, come on.
I was born with a rusty spoon. Now I'm a tycoon. I've been drinking all afternoon. Ain't finna stop no time soon. Bad bitches matter. She want me to scoop her up like a spatula. She wanna get attached like an adapter. She think I'm a trash compactor. She want me to smash her. I'm a savage about my cabbage. All my life I've been managed. Established practice with our preacher. Barbarian, I'm a beast. Know how to maneuver in these streets. How to wiggle. Get to the gouda. Straight shooter. I'm super solid. From the rooter to the tutor. California, do you? Don't let the palm trees fool you. They play with street instruments. And they'll bring the noise like a tuba. Pushing the main E-line. Trap with a planet. Heart made of granite. Tax a bitch like a W-9. Bitch, I'm a savage.
Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of cash, bitch, I'm rich. Cause I'm a savage. Treat a bad bitch like she average. All up in her face with a bad bitch. See a new chick, try to bag it. Cause I'm a savage.
Y'all motherfuckers really need to hold up.
Hold up.
Benzel got the hoes like a controller. Both of my pockets, bitch, pull up. Everywhere we go, motherfucker know us. Nobody like me.
Nobody.
I know your boyfriend wanna fight me.
You
dropping that ass on my IG. In the club making movie like Spike Lee.
I pull out with a Carlo.
Nigga looking like
run through it by the night. Yellow bitch super thick in that all white. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Maybe later on I'ma give a pipe. I'm the type to get it in the ladies room. Bathroom stall by the toilet paper. If she can make it to the green room, it's going down in the elevator. Trust me, touch me, she fuck with Beamer. Work the day shift, she tuck my heater. Savage bout mine, we smoke the ether. Put her in an Uber, I don't trust her either. Pull up in the drop with a rocket on me. Beamer smoking jello out of loud bag. Is she ever out of pocket, homie? They ain't just something you can pimp past.
Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich. Cause I'm a savage. Treat a bad bitch like she average. All up in her face with a bad bitch. See a new chick, try to bag it. Cause I'm a savage. Pull up in the drop with a bad bitch. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Pocket full of gas, bitch, I'm rich. Cause I'm a savage. I'm a savage.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Peace!
baby. Jump out your car in the middle of the street. Open up the trunk, let the bass beat.
All around the world. I'm talking the 175 and up club. The we cook good, we eat good, we look good. I'm talking cook, clean kids, man, and swallow a dick. Woo. You never see a big hoe begging for shit. Nope. And if you fuck her good, she might buy you a whip. And if you say you love her, she might pay the rent. You know I'm from Atlanta, home of Georgia peaches. Cornbread booty, fill up the bleachers. I wanna kick back up, slap, drop in the pussy. Big girl a freak, man, you know that she with it. Big pretty teeth, bitch,
fuck being skinny.
And if your nigga ain't with it, then fuck being with him.
And if your nigga can't hit it, then hit up a nigga.
I be off in that bush and like,
she ain't fat, bruh. Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
I know you ain't said what I thought you said.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thing.
She ain't fat, bruh. She juicy.
Hit it in the slim, I don't want to do
anything.
I'm bad.
She just had a baby and she gained a little weight.
Damn,
five by five, six, seven, and eight. How about a small ass and little titties is out the gate? I'm seeing her later on and she know I'm bringing a plate. Fuck the daughter and the salad.
Get shit out of here.
My baby said she needs someone up pallet. So you should see the way she's straddling. She deserves Texas Roadhouse rally. Yeah, she might be a lay around, but she looked just like she had to lay down.
So myself,
when she bent over, it's a full moon. Say, girl, you gon' fuck around your nigga to a well with.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
I know you ain't said what I thought you said.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now, watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
She ain't chubby. She juicy.
Hit it in the slim, I don't want you to do anything.
I'm
BBW, period. Hit
it in the slim, I don't want you to do anything.
I'm BBW, period.
LD. Lil' mama got a body like the guy who got Bin Laden. Fanny on her like a potty dancer hotter than Wasabi. Got me looking at the bomb cities on the Nagasaki. Gotta drop a kamikaze, magic city, call me Copperfield. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Booty flapping like I wasn't nothing to a hoe. This bitch named Delicious and took up an interest. I put in some wings and then tried to envision how my dick was sit up in the pussy from the back.
Hey.
Over here just doing math. I'ma need Ike Noon, Kama Sutra, Martin Luther King Jr. for that booty, I can dream.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
I know you ain't said what I thought you said.
She ain't fat, bruh. Now,
watch your mouth.
Just a little thick.
She ain't chubby, but she juicy.
Anything in the summer, I don't want you to do
anything.
I'm BBW,
period.
Anything in the summer, I don't want you to do
anything.
I'm BBW, period. Anything in
the summer,
I don't want you to do.
Show. We about to get the hell up out of here, y'all. 12 minutes left in the show. I want to thank y'all for rocking and rolling with me today for the Wake Your Ass Up Show morning staff and myself. I want to say have a great weekend. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself. Make sure you clean your house. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. And now check crevices and everything for bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? It's something... not necessarily someone brings in. The mattress that you bought could have been sitting in the warehouse so long that it has already had bed bugs in it. Because bed bugs like cardboard. They like wood and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So before you go kicking a man in his nuts or some shit like that there over you, what you feel he's done or what he's not doing or anything like that, sit down with that person and ask them. If you're so damn concerned, because if you're gonna basically turn your back on them and walk away and let them figure it out for itself, then fuck telling you what I've been going through and what I'm dealing with and this, that, and the other. Why should I tell you? You don't give a fuck. But I done sat there and listened to all your bullshit and all your whiny ass shit and what the fuck you going through with your kids and all of that bullshit. But a man wanna hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? But we deal with it and support you because we care for you. But it seems like today women get this thing of, you know, you just saying that, you know what I'm saying, to just to get some ass and this, that, and the other. Sweetie, check this out. I can get pussy by the pound if I want to. Yours ain't nothing that special. On some real ass shit, it ain't that special. And especially if you hiding it and everything and holding on to it, you can keep it. I don't want it. It's not a problem. We can stay cool and keep it pushing. Hold on to that motherfucker. That's why I got the dust on it that it got on it now. But all you ladies that want to come at me with that sarcasm and being sarcastic, sweetie, I'm the king of sarcasm and being sarcastic. You know what I'm saying? People tell me, oh, you're this, you're that, and this, that, and the other. Look here, I love myself. because it seems like only people that love me is my daughters and the Lord upstairs and my kids and my grandkids. You know what I'm saying? All you other outsiders are starting to be very, very irrelevant. You don't even have any relevancy in my life right now. You know what I'm saying? So be careful who you're talking to. You know what I mean? And be careful who you're dealing with. Anybody that knows me knows how to deal with me. If they don't, you wasn't paying attention in the first damn place. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And after a while, you're not doing nothing but giving me a title for my radio show and stuff like that there. This is what I do. This is what pays my bills. I love to do this. I am a journalist. Stay tuned for my book. I got a book coming out. You know what I'm saying? And everything. But listen, y'all, I hope you learned something from me, from the topic and everything. This is Transparency 101. You know what I mean? So I wanted to give you my truth. I wanted to let you know what's going on in my life. I took you into my life today and let you know what I've been dealing with, what my daughter's been dealing with, what my family has been dealing with for some time. You know what I'm saying? But I got it under control. Everything is all right. As God is my witness and my leader and my savior, everything going to be all right. I want to thank y'all for joining me and rocking with me today. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you share the show, share the show, share the show. You know what I'm saying? Share the link. You know what I mean? Give it to your mama, your sister, your brother, and everything like that there. I may be ranting on this, but you get something out of every rant that I do. If I'm not telling the truth, please, please, please let me know that I am wrong. And I need to do some more research on what I'm talking about. But I will never get in front of you and just talk off the top of my head or anything like that. It's a method to my madness. You just have to open your eyes and listen a little louder. Just what I said. Open your eyes and listen a little louder. Because I got a deep voice. It ain't like you can't hear me. So listen, y'all. We about to slide, slippity slide up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And we will check for y'all next week. Same place, same station. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show podcast. Coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. Love, peace, hair grease. Take care of one another. You know what I'm saying? Be good to one another. And enjoy the weekend. We out of here. Peace!
Oh no, they're going at it again. Sorry, man, boy, this is too much.
It is Crash T, and he's in the place. We took a deal, up and go, chilling in the place. I believe in winning, count on it, don't tell, don't deny. Chronic is in the house, and he's the reason why.
That's my man throwing down.
Give it to them, give it to them.